Today is Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I have been riveted. I was trying to work earlier, but I thought, you know what? I'll watch the confirmation of Joe Biden. I knew there was going to be some objections, but I thought I'll watch it. And I was really inspired by the, well, inspired is a bad word to use. Inspiring Mitch McConnell, who is the current majority leader of the Senate and a Republican who has been a staunch supporter of Trump and didn't want to give enough money to people for COVID relief and all of the other horrible things that he's done. He got up and actually there was an objection for Arizona. They got the third state that they got to was Arizona. And the Senate and the House retired to their individual chambers and started deliberating this objection, which is apparently what they do. And Mitch McConnell got up and said, we cannot, Congress has no place deciding the presidency. The people do. And that has been already decided. And we don't need to, that we have no place doing this. And we do not, you know, we do not need to be doing this. And please vote to not allow this objection or whatever. I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, finally some sense from a Republican, you know, finally some sense. And I don't want to give him too much credit because at the final hour, he's finally giving in. I shouldn't give him too much credit, but you know, I was really heartened. I went down and I told Mark, I was like, oh my goodness, Mitch McConnell is basically saying that Joe Biden won the election and they should move on. And I didn't expect to hear that. And I was so happy. And I come back upstairs. And I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, we see this footage of the Capitol building being stormed by terrorists, basically. They were protesters. And then they become rioters and then terrorists. Images of people breaking the windows out of the Capitol and going in through the window. Images of people waving, a guy waving a Confederate flag. Oh, my goodness. A guy waving a Confederate flag inside the Capitol. Most of these white people, most of these look like they could come from Arkansas or places I've grown up. I've been glued. It's horrible. It is horrible. I'm so ashamed and I worry. Like, what has this country become? And just to go a little bit further, some of these people that are doing this are the same ones who, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know what states these people are from, I don't know what they believe, I don't know if they're Southern, but seeing someone carrying around a Confederate flag, it's almost like the people who were pro-slavery and pro all of that hideous stuff that we did in the United States way back before the Civil War still exist. And they're just going around and now they have their chance to shine and to try to take back over. Oh my God, it's horrible. And I don't know why the police took so long to respond, but you know, I saw a video on Twitter where a couple of the police officers actually removed the barrier and were letting people get closer to the Capitol. And I don't know if that's what caused it. I don't know their reasoning, but maybe there were too few of them and they couldn't control the crowd. I'm not really sure. I don't want to badmouth them. But at the same time, oh my goodness, guys, why did you do that? And then there wasn't enough police presence to begin with. So why did that happen? Everyone knew there was going to be a protest. It has just been a shit show today. And I'm so embarrassed. Embarrassing is wrong. I get this sense that America has been this country that has been looked at as an example of democracy. And sure, we have our times when we're in disagreement, but people come here to avoid the kind of stuff that happened today. We used to look at the news here in America and look at other countries where the capitals were being stormed and there were dictators, you know, sitting inside of a Capitol building being protected. Now, I realize that's a different situation. These protesters are actually protesting to keep a dictator in power, basically. But he went out and gave a speech this morning and basically said, hey, you guys should storm the Capitol. And then they did. And he's sitting. So I know it's a little bit different than some of the other countries that I'm talking about. But in America, you would sit and you would watch these news reports and you would just shake your head and you would say, oh my gosh, these other countries, why, you know, I'm so sorry for them. And why can't they get it together? And they should just really give democracy a chance. And all of this other stuff that you think when you're sitting here in America thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so blessed that I live in America and we don't deal with that crap here. And then to have this happen today. Today. And see people who could be my relatives. They're not. I mean, well, at least I don't think so. But could be my relatives. I just, mostly white people. And I saw some Asian people, but you know what? I didn't see not a single black person. Now, one thing, I'm not saying there weren't any, but I didn't see any. One thing that really, just really depressed me is I saw a Trump flag with a gay pride flag under it. So a member of the LGBTQ community is out there amongst these rioters, terrorists, domestic terrorists, doing that. It's amazing to me. And I know it's not going to happen, but there was all this talk about the 25th Amendment and how the vice president could call the cabinet together and try to remove the president because he's not doing anything and it seems like he's incapable of governing and he's just going to keep inciting things. And I know that won't happen. And the NAACP, the Liberty, I don't know, the Liberty something, I can't remember the full name, they've put out statements saying the president should be impeached. There's no way that would happen in the next 2 weeks. Congress is saying that they're going to finish tonight. And I think they finally cleared the building and they're saying they're going to finish tonight. If you're from another country, I am embarrassed. And I want to say to you that most Americans are hoping that we get back to being the example of democracy rather than what is happening right now. And you know, it's just this one man, this P.T. Barnum shit salesman who, look, any other Republican could have gotten into the office and maybe done some things that Republicans really like, passed some laws, worked with Congress, and maybe I wouldn't have agreed with them, but this person and this family, this Trump family, is so bad for this country, just bad. And he's so good at stirring people up and making people emotional. And I've been watching all of these documentaries on Scientology. Curious is a bad word, but I just started watching this Leah Remini stuff and this series that she had on A&E, and I just didn't know all this stuff about Scientology. And then I see all these people that are out there blindly believing anything that Trump says. And it's almost like it's a Trump cult where he has brainwashed them somehow. I don't know how. Maybe he has a deal with Satan. I'm not really sure. But he has brainwashed them somehow. He can make any statement he wants to make without any evidence whatsoever. And people don't care about the processes that, and the fact that 80 different court cases have been brought and he's lost most, if not all of them. And even if he, even the, some of the things that could be, some of the election fraud stuff that could be true have been so minor that they wouldn't have impacted the outcome of the election at all. And yet, these people just blind, when he says, we won by a landslide, these people just blindly believe him, just like the Scientologists who blindly believe L. Ron Hubbard and this David Miscavige. They even tell them in Scientology, don't look at the internet, because they don't want them to know the truth. And I feel like these Trump supporters are somewhat like that. Maybe this will wake up America. I hope. Or this is, I heard on a news program that I was watching, this is either the end or the beginning of something horrible. So, ugh. It's all consuming in my brain today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.